through consultation with the consultant, through travel to Washington, through National Archives records. Many time tribal governments have done research to get our records. BIA didn't do that for us. We ourselves, as a Winnetine tribal government, we did it ourselves. The state of Alaska didn't do that for us. One of the reasons that we spent money and did research on this is if there was any obstacle or major obstacle that we would encounter through Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act to put the land back in the hands of the tribal government. But we found none. We have done this through to our legal representation and also through legal consultant. And Winnetine tribal government, it was fortunate to go further to acquire a person that was knowledgeable in Indian law interpretation. And we also have national support through IRA organization as a land-based Indian. We were part of National Congress of American Indians, and we also are part of National Tribal Chairman. So in 1971, Alaska Land Claim Bill did propose two things to get benefits under that act. One is to incorporate to get the benefits. And the benefits are two things. It was land and money. So in that act, there would be no more reservation in the state of Alaska, but the existing one have a choice of election. By election, they can retain it. So Winnetai Reservation, Arctic Village, and Winnetai and other villages, Fish Camp, Christian Village, and people have election. So we elect to retain our land. So the land was given back to the people. But when the title was prepared, it was given to two corporations. And remember, Land Claims Act never wiped out the IRA organization. So the tribe feel that the purpose of the creating the state identity, state corporation in each village, their purpose was accomplished by getting that land. And we didn't get any money. So there, that portion was, we feel that it was accomplished, so we decided to dissolve the both corporation. These actions were taken with, like I said, a thorough study of our records from the the time that they acquired the former reserve back in 1940. I just feel by going along with Alaska Native Land Claim Bill while having our tribal former government, I don't think it seems right to have another law shoved upon us while the IRA form of government have still in existence. There are other provision under the Act that I will come back later to explain how the tribal government have dealt with. But mainly, how did tribal government is doing what it's doing today in Vinitai? Tribal government is not a complicated, but we as an Indian, there is a certain law that laid out to protect Indian land and Indian tribes. This certain people don't understand. And these laws are made by the United States Congress, and there are many of them across the nation, like I said. That was the purpose of Vinitai tribal government being a member of the nationally organized tribe of different, American national tribal chairmen and the National Congress of American Indians. I just feel that if we went and took part in some of the land claims provision, the tribe would be liable for their own action, because there is, like I said, there is certain jurisdiction that is laid out in the IRA organization and the Howard Wheeler Act, which has never been wiped out by land claim bill. So that is what Vinitai tribal government is trying to protect, and trying for state government and other agencies to understand. I'll come back and testify some more later.
Okay, thank you. My name is Lawrence Roberts, second chief of the Thai tribal government. And let me begin say from 1971, prior to 71, during making of the act, we were given the choice to either go with the ANCSA or retain our land. And the biggest deciding factor at that time was the importance of our continuity, you know, of enjoyment of the land and under the status, the entity. And also, at that time, the careful evaluation of the subsistence, the welfare of people, religion, and things like that. And those were put into a careful and serious consideration. And with the things that we would be subject to under the corporation, and the things that we would be subject to under tribal government, was weighted at that time. And I can remember back then that to go with the corporation was only for a short time, and without any real protection provided for our continued lifestyles and the subsistence and the welfare of people and the land, most importantly. And those protections would be better provided under the tribal government. And I can remember that's how we've decided to go to retain the reservation and continue as we've been. And some of the things that the Claims Act didn't abolish was the tax exemption, the Indian tax exemption. And along with the IRA organization. And the enrollment had to cease if we went with the corporation. But we see the enrollment and had to play a major role in the future beyond 1991. And under the tribal status, that had to continue. We knew the importance of and enrollment. You know, if we are to pass what we have now on to the next generation. Please. And from there on out, and from 71 on out, it was up to us, entirely up to us, and to survive through the influx of people and the open world of money. And the money that has been known to have corrupt governments, nations, people. And if we are to continue the way we've been going, our fish and game management, the subsistence that is, must be maintained by us. And the welfare of people, we have to protect our people. And the religion, and for example, we've opted to go dry and stay free from alcohol on a reserve and put the we've made those decisions by ourselves, not by others. And we put the decision in motion and succeeded. And so for the other things that we know that we needed. And the reason behind the success is the diligent work through being united. The number one thing we had to go after was to stop alcohol problem, because that directly is directly related to and the welfare of the people. But if we left to the others to decide for us or to control the alcohol problem for us, and then we subject ourselves to other laws, and that would be an encroachment on our part, on our decision making. And that there, that we subject ourselves to other laws, like state laws, and will, then we have to come under that law, live under that law, and be outlawed under that law. Yeah. And we knew how to best deal with the problem and deal with it. And it still stands today. And it will continue to stand. And I'm proud to be where I am today. And like Larry said, our forefathers had looked into 50 years into the future, and they were pretty bright in doing so. And we cannot, not one cannot do that now. We can't see into 50 years. We can't even see, we couldn't even see into 20 years into the future. The being one of the world's indigenous people, being sovereign, you know, is not what's handed down to us. You know, we're born with it. And the main priority today for the future is the education. If we are to be so self-sufficient, and we've been self-sufficient for the last 1,000 years, and because of the change, the change into the Western society, we have to adjust and adjust to that. I mean by learning from the other side. You know, if we are to defend our entity, the land, and in the future for the next generation. Couldn't think of anything else now. Everything has pretty much been said before me. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mr. Roberts.
Burger and visitors and members of our tribe. My name is John Titus, and as I was sitting there listening to our elders testify, and I also seen the package of our bylaws and some of the things that they're written back in 40s and 30s. And the hardship and that they have encountered in getting this land was very hard, and was real, to me it was real frustrating. Traveling by dogs and backpacking between here and Arctic Village and all over on a reserve land. It's a lot of walking, a lot of work. And what they have done and said was all written down black and white. And it just make it so simple that we just follow that whatever they wrote down for us. And I'm just fortunate and grateful that I'm part of that organization. But there's always a fear. There's always a fear that one day that the law might be changed to put our land back in jeopardy. I don't think that we should feel that we're all clear of everything, that we should have our hand in our pocket and just start walking the easy street. No. there is always a possibility that the law can be changed that would affect our land. The people that choose to take part in a land claim settlement, that the time is running out on them, the corporation and the people. In 1991, if the corporation doesn't have the money, and the shareholder, the stockholder, are definitely going to start selling their share. And who's going to buy that? The white people. Who has the money? The white people has the money. And once the white people retain these land or purchase these land, that they can put restriction on subsistence. And they can also put a lot of restriction on a lot of these lands. In doing so, they would also enter a liquor, more liquors, into these villages. And then that's a good bait for native people. The history has already proved itself that the liquor is our best bait for our people, who can destruct us and lead us into nothing. I think that as we look back in the history, that the people around Oregon State, at the very beginning, when they got their money for their oil on their land, when they're driving their car, they run out of gas, they go buy another new car again. That's a good example. Plus the liquor. But just like these, most of these people say that our main priority is the education of our children. And a while back, I listened to this old person said that we're not a white people and we cannot live like white people, which is very true. We're 50 years behind white people, which is also very true. This doesn't mean we hate white people. But in my case, speaking for myself, not for the tribe, I could never or will ever trust a white person as far as I could spit. Thank you.
Yes, can you get each other? She can you get each other? I reservation. I thought again that for Kittage on Friday didn't us again to try to get a dinner. I had that I didn't need to go and see. You need to go and see the other. That's the engineer. I don't know what to do. I reservation the clock cause it. Couldn't see such a dear to go to China. I sent Fritzen. Yeah, Jimmy Robert, now, the game, looking at him. Тэгэхгүй шиг хол яг контакт авах нь болохоор нэг цаг хийж адан чадлал тэг хань ран тайгаа хаана айгуд сэдэ тэгин лэгэ яна тэн сасар гон тай нэнцэл кэнж хань ран тай зэрэг он цуттан гон дэ дүйгээдэг үе ан гэрэг өнө Kalau itu reservation dia dah cut dia kau yang kau yang tak boleh dengan. Kita sendiri pun risi, tu tak cinta tak cakap sendiri. That's all about it.
Thank you, sir.
That was Hemel Frank. What he's saying is that the decision that was made back in 1940 seems to be a well thought, and the way we feel about it today seems to be very pretty good among our tribes. He said the time that it took to organize and put some people together, the people that are responsible to do all this have done good work, he said. And in the way it is today, hasn't changed that much as far as what people think about it. That's what he said.
My name is Jim Christian, and I born in a Christian village, I think back in 1943, which I don't remember then. But since then, I raised in a Christian village most of the time until I was about 15 years old. And then I came on my first day of school back in 1958 here in Munich time. And from there, that time I don't even know nothing about anything like it. I probably heard of reservations, and I don't even know what the reservations mean that time. I only know how to maybe like out hunting or fishing or trapping, stuff like that. Just any other means of survival, you know. So that's all I can understand. And I'm free too, you know. I can go any place I want, and doing things that I really appreciate. All of a sudden, just recently back in the sense, I guess when they start discover the oil in Alaska, I guess that's where all the peoples come around in Alaska, and you know. But now we just have to struggle. We just have to struggle with them. What we live on, right? Our own land, our own place. This is what we have to watch out for nowadays. You know. we just have to watch what is belongs to ours. Like for example, I just can't go out there and 60 below zeros and shut down your house because you can't pay. You know, I just can't till you pay for if you set a trap or go out hunting or fishing. I can't find you because that's only you know how to survive that way. That's where you're born. But this, but nowadays the life is, I know the life is changing every day. And we gotta go by that too. But I hope all of us would then start thinking about, you know, we can't lose what we're and what we are doing, what our parents done for us. We can't lose their footstep. I hope all the young people like me should start thinking about those. To start understand native way and white people's way. Sure, I can live like white people if I want to. But I'm still right and our culture is a mean, it's a mean point. Because I'm not born white man. I can't be a white man. I can use them. They can use me at the same time. You know, we just want to help each other back and forth. We understand very well. So, it's going to be a lot of things going to be changed from now till 1991. Maybe someplace. We just have to struggle to keep what is ours. And I hope everybody understands what I said. And keep in mind that we are a native of Alaska. This is our home. And I guess this is all I can say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Christian.
My name is John Eric Joyner. I'm the first chief of Vinitai. I'd like to welcome you people for listening to our people. First of all, I'd like to thank these old people, how they feel about their land, and RA Council helping out to help us get our land. I'm glad we people voted for our own land to be free to get on, do whatever we want our own. I'm glad we made a future for our kids. They'll be free to feel free to do whatever they want to do their own land. I'm really proud of the people that give us great help to vote for our own land. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Ferry.
Hello, my name is Jerry Frank, and on behalf of the village reservation enrolling members and the Native organization throughout the state of Alaska, the introduction of reservation, we are the people, the land user as our main basis of values of our own systems, preserving our Native traditional and cultures. When 1991 comes, the issue in Ainska will or may come disastrous to other Native corporations, selling out their shares. But to our people, we must meet to preserve, to enact, or to resolve the situation. This whole struggle for preserving our values of traditional will also affect on our younger generation. It's very imperative for people to preserve, retain a full self-government status. We people has roamed this land for many thousands of years, using games as subsistence, our main basic source of food. All the young people depends on elderly advice. It's all part of our way of living, extremely important for the young generation. Native people have realized tremendous changes has occurred in the matter of several decades. Moving into modern world, our elderly concerned about these changes, particularly on the young people, may forget the traditional way of life. I do not believe the state of Alaska should interfere our lifestyles. We just want to be left alone to our own way of living and still be recognized. You cannot change a Dinjiju into the world of Vanuatu Lake to change. Now we have realized how important it is to preserve our culture, a struggling to preservation. The land claim settlement was not a fair deal for a native. I am not satisfied with the land claim settlement. Are we only entitled to the boundary within the reservation? I do not believe this, or neither the other will, other people will, because we have establishment across the land for our uses for many of years. When 1991 comes, not any native will be satisfied with the settlement. In turns, we introduced the reservation. Elderly were the first were aware of the situation. The form of reservation, as foreseen by elderly, was our only way of struggling for preservation of our traditional way of living. A strong family ties has pulled all native, not only the reservation itself. Surely may all the other native organizations has the same feelings about how important is the land to us. John Friesen has foreseen what the reservation could do, has foreseen the land will be developed by outsiders by end of four decades. Development of land use would greatly devastating our way of living, mainly our subsistence. All elderly were aware of all this issue of land will not be easy. Forming a government, a some type of government, an IRA status would be an answer for future struggle. I can't give up for what we accomplished thus far. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Frank.